Well, okay, guys, we're going to open today's podcast with the topic time travel. Now, first, before we bring in like people's opinions, well, we are going to start people's opinions, actually. Mm-hmm. Before we bring in like a little bit of theories, we'll start with Josue. What's your opinion about time travel?
Time travel? You know, we all love time travel, right? From movies like Back to the Future.
Sci-fi.
It just kind of sparks your imagination. It makes you think what is possible. And of course, a lot of us wish that we could go back in time.
Everybody. We've all had that time where we're like, fuck, you know, I wish I could go back.
We're human beings. We've made mistakes. There's things I wish I could take back. Things that I've said. Things that I've done. Speeding tickets. If I could go back and tell myself, hey, do not step on it, you know.
Or just something as simple as something you said.
If I could tell myself to save up money. Many, many things. I think time travel ultimately is something that we all want to achieve. And I don't want to say it's something impossible, because if you were to actually go back in time to 100 years ago in 1919 and you told that person in the 20s, on the 19th century that a man was going to land on the moon within their lifetime, they probably would have called you crazy. But it happened. So it makes me excited as to what is possible for me to witness before I leave this earth. What is gonna happen, and what is gonna happen to the next generation? What are they gonna see? Because we're living history as we know it before whether we realize it or not. So it's not something that I want to write off. It could be something that we might see in this century or the next century, but it's something that only time will tell.
That's okay. What I think. Okay. Pretty good. What is your opinion about time travel, Juanita?
Well, mm-hmm. I don't know, honestly. I don't really...
I mean, it's a complex topic.
It is. I don't know. Like, I don't really, give it a thought to it.
Yeah.
I've never had people to talk about, like, deep stuff with.
So, no, of course. I mean, the only reason why I even give this subject a thought is because this gentleman right here, you know, he will... I said gentlemen because I don't know if it's okay if I drop your name or not.
It's okay. I already dropped your name. Okay. Her name.
You guys says payback time. How dare you?
What is my name?
What is your name? I'll put out your PlayStation ID name.
You're
going to get spam with requests.
I will, you know.
I will give out your Twitter handle. Which you don't even have one.
Right. When I make one, I'll let you know.
No. At Fernie Sanders.
Yeah, Fernie Sanders, you know, that's my preferred, you know, nickname.
I'm 014.
Right. No, but, okay, I'll bring up my opinion.
Right.
Time travel, well, you know, something that is very sci-fi.
Correct.
But with the recent years, the recent technological advances that we have, you know, come up to,
mm-hmm.
It's come up as a possibility now. You know, basically,
yeah.
It can be years from now.
Yeah.
But I think that it would be good to go to the future,
mm-hmm.
when not to the past.
Oh, why is that?
Because I think like if you do go to the past,
correct.
You will affect, in a way, the flow, you know,
and which things when occur. You come back to the present, you've altered,
you've changed
the timeline,
you know. But if you have the chance to go to the future, you're not gonna alter nothing that you haven't experienced yet. So whatever you change, you might affect the future. But you haven't lived it. So you don't know what's going to change. You don't know what you changed.
So what you're saying is that we should have almost like rules and guidelines.
Rules, correct.
If we ever achieve it, we should have these laws that everybody should
follow.
Apply by. Yeah. And if they don't...
And it can only be... You can only time travel, you know, if you're certified to, like, if you're like, you know, used for the right things. That's why
it's
very dangerous.
You need a license to drive, a license to carry.
Correct.
And then a license to
it
fish.
It should only be used for... an emergency or something like that, you know,
yeah.
Not used to play around with. That's why nobody should have the
ability to travel.
Correct.
I think that's a good point. I mean, if I think about going to the future, it would be a very scary thought to go and then see yourself not there, right? What happened? When did I leave this plane of existence? And I only say that because there's a scene in Back to the Future where the guy goes, Marty, right? He goes to the future and he goes to a cemetery, and he sees his tombstone, and he's like, well, what year? Oh, this year. Like, what happened, you know? So yeah, I think only certified professionals should be able to travel, you know, and see what's gonna happen. It could be a very dangerous weapon.
Yeah, and I mean, some people do wish they can go back in time and change, like...
Like Hitler.
No, like, just something from their personal, like, life. Like
terroristic events.
That, of right. course. But, like, something...
But
yeah.
Do you really want to change the question?
What if you, like...
Are we a better country because of it?
What if, like, you're alive because of how events occurred?
Exactly. We don't really get the whole perspective.
Right. What if you change something that you were supposed to?
And then it's...
But...
Yeah.
There's... If we now go into theories. There is a grandfather paradox.
Yes. Oh, that paradox will give me a headache when I think about it. Yes.
And yeah. It says that it is impossible for you to go to the past. You know, to time travel to the past.
Because
if you go back to the past...
Mm-hmm.
And you meet your grandfather,
mm-hmm.
you kill your grandfather,
mm-hmm.
that would not let your dad be born, mm-hmm. and yet you be created.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, you were never born.
So you, and then if you were never born, that kind of makes sense. This is the way I see it, right? So you go back to the past.
Huh?
You kill your grandfather. So your grandfather never has your dad.
Correct.
And your dad never has you. So you never had the chance to go back to the past and kill him.
Mm.
But you did kill him. So what if that just means that this is you, this is your dad, and this is your grandfather? Well, you killed him, so he's out of the picture. But then he never had your dad, so he's out of the picture. And your dad never had you, so you're out of the picture. But does that mean that then there's an alternate universe where y'all just never existed?
Yes. I think that the flow of time
mm-hmm.
cannot be changed.
Right. That makes sense. I agree. I agree
100%. You lived that life and it's already done. It's already, you lived it.
Yeah.
I believe that, again, you know, there are like different universes or like parallel universes,
yeah,
which are basically exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
So when if you are able to go back in time,
right,
you're going back to a universe
mm-hmm.
that's parallel to yours. So you're changing that universe and you're kind of like creating your own universe, you know?
Yeah, you're creating your own timeline of events. Which of course brings us into the theory of, well, is that why parallel universes even exist? Because someone out there already figured out how to travel.
I'm gonna read you this the grandfather paradox, right? It's the grandfather paradox is a paradox of time travel,
right?
With inconsistencies emerge through the changing of the past, right?
Correct.
The name comes from the paradox common description. A person travels to the past and kills their own grandfather before the conception of their own father or mother, right?
What?
Which prevents the time traveler's existence. Despite its title, the grandfather paradox does not exclusively regard the contradiction of killing one's own grandfather to prevent one's birth, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, rather, the paradox regards any action that alters the past, since there is a contradiction whenever the past becomes different from the way it was.
I think what happens is it just creates an alternate universe. When you do that, you create a universe where you and your descendants were never born.
Yeah, so if you go back and kill your grandfather, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before he, like, made your father and your mother or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, you never traveled in time.
So you never killed him.
So that means there was never a possibility to you to travel back in time. That's the paradox.
But
what if you travel in time, you kill your grandfather, but you never traveled back in time. You went to another parallel universe, killed your grandfather, and that universe is not gonna have you.
Right. So you created an alternate timeline.
Yes.
Of events.
Correct. So now when you go back to your universe, your grandfather is still gonna be there, but you went to you fucked up somebody else's universe. Yeah, you fucked up somebody's universe. Basically, but that's two different theories.
That's just a teaser.
Yeah, but I mean, I believe there's this one theory, right? Mm-hmm. That says if you create a time machine, mm-hmm. you can only travel in time, right?
Uh-huh.
To the past and to the future.
Mm-hmm. But you can't change anything.
But only to when the time machine was created.
So if say, I create a time machine today, July 9th,
you would only be able to go back in time to when the time machine was created,
which is today.
Today. So if you were in the future and you wanted to use a time to go back, you can only go back to that date that the time machine was operating. Right. So that's what I believe. And there's a theory that says, Stephen Hawking said, if time travel is real, why haven't we seen tourists from the future, right?
Some people say we have. There's a lot of evidence, quote unquote evidence.
No, but right from that, actual people who go to the news and, hey, look, it's me,
Maybe they're not allowed.
It doesn't matter.
There's a big penalty for it.
But, wow.
What if they do that, they're not allowed to go back to their own timeline?
Probably they get killed and they come back and switch and fix it again. Just like time, Dragon Ball Z, there's time protectors or time guards, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But no. What I mean in that sense is, what if you can only travel to when the time machine was created.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Correct.
So there's a saying from Stephen Hawking,
mm-hmm.
if time travel is real, why haven't we seen tourists from the future, right? Correct. Well, because the time machine hasn't been created yet.
But it will be at some point.
It might be created in the future, and you can only go back to when it was created. So that's probably why we haven't seen nobody from the future on our time, because it hasn't been created yet.
Well, that is a good way to start off episode.
Kind of drunk, but
01. We're just gonna say this. This is season one. Season one. What are we calling this episode again?
Stranger Drinks.
Stranger Drinks. There is. As far as I can tell, there's no other name like that.
Not yet.
We're gonna copyright that.
Every chapter will change the name. How about that?
Yeah, exactly. Every different description.
Since Stranger Things is a thing right now, mm-hmm. we're calling it Stranger Drinks.
Yeah. Thank you to our hosts. To our members. I'm a member too. I'm not gonna call myself the host because you guys are the hosts.
We're all the hosts.
Correct. So thank you to Fernando, Juanita.
All in one and one and all. You know?
Okay. So yes. So tune in next time for more topics. Thank you for listening to almost 14 minutes of this. And don't forget to follow the links on Spotify Podcasts and Apple Podcasts for more episodes to come. Thank you for the soundtrack. No, keep going. That's good. And we will see y'all next time.